Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Everyone knows that the Holy Tzaddik, Rabbi Isaac Kalover, was once in Lezhensk for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy. And the Rabbi Rimelech asked him to please, Vitam Komos, not to be present when he says Torah, B'Shulchan HaTor. Rabbi Isaac Kalover journeyed all the way to Lezhensk, and he couldn't bear not to hear the Torah from his Rebbe. So he stayed, and he was sitting by the table, and the Melech opened this pekotre and said, started saying Divrei Torah on Parshas Boy, and Rabbi Isaac Kalover jumped out of the table, and he was going back and forth in the room, right? And he was singing Hallel B'Kilis Tzarkas Neros. And afterwards, when they asked him what was going on there, like, what do you... He said, when the Remelech started saying Torah on Parshas Boy and Yitzias Mitzrayim, he was mamshich, such a islavus, that he mamish felt it was Pesach. So he was, Fikahenuk Yedua by the Meshlev Sasser, whose yahrzeit was this week, also once, and they started saying Hal with a bracha on Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy, Fikahenuk by the Chavraya Kadisha, for Mendel Rimnever. So by the Tzaddikim, the Shpir, they push it literally felt. They felt with Shabbos Kash in Rosh Vedorf, they always used to drink Dal Koisis Friday night Parshas Boy. But Mamish, they lived Pesach. And the Chassid, I always mention every year, I mentioned in the past, by the Satmar Rav, by the Kassaner, by other Tzaddikim, the Chassidim used to come to the Rebbe for Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, which very often is Tuba Av. And the vort which stems from the chuz as far as back as I could trace it, when Chassidim would come for Parshas Boy instead of B'Shalach, instead of B'Shira, they would say Mitzvah Boy Yisri B'Shluchah. It's a greater mitzvah to be by the Rebbe for Parshas Boy. And the Kassan Rebbe, I just saw this year, added in Nochak Vetch, the Gemara says, Hashto B'Shluchah Mekadosh, Boy Mi Boy. If Parshas B'Shalach gives that a Yid Kedusha, Boy me boy, the Shabbos when you read about Yitzias Mitzrayim with the three Makkos and the Korban Pesach, with all, this is Mamish the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a gewaldige Shabbos. Kiyudua, this gewaldige schoolist that one can reach out, tap into on the Shabbos, is brought from the Alter Rebbe, from the Baal HaTanya. That is the Shabbos when you read B'shas Kriya Satoira, it's the skula to open up your heart for Avodas Hashem, the opposite of, because all the makis were Negoifu Rafoi, it's the opposite of Ki Yechbadati as Liboy. If a Jew wants to open his heart, it's the time of Shabbos Parshas Boy. And Rabbi Leibel Eger brings in the Sefer Imre Emes that when we read about Matzah this week, Mitzvah Yechilos Matzah, which is Michla de Hemenusa, the food of faith, and the food of Asvosa. It's a Shabbos which is Mesugal for both in Yonam Ruchdim, Gashmim, Bonachayu Mezoina. You have children this week, Lamatasaper, Bosde Bincho, Ven Bincho. You have the idea of Chaya, of life, therefore there's the Indian of. It says in Sforam Akdoshim that. Since it's Negoy for Rafoi, since you have Makas Bechoyrus, which wiped off, which killed, which exterminated the Bechoyr Mitzrayim, so Fakert, it brings Chayat Eden. You have the Indian of V'yishalu Ish Meisrei Eyu, Kli Chesef, Kli Zov, the Bezos Mitzrayim. So everything you need, Bona Chayu Mezoina, this is a week to tap in. And in the label Eger says that a remez is the Gemara in Brach, the Gemara in Tzoyta. Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chadomer, Kimitsuda, Kimitsula, She'em by Dogim, and Chadomer, Kimitsula, She'em by Dogon. Which dogim is the Indian of children, v'yidgul aroiv, the Indian of health, the first chayah, the Abish, the first creature, livestock, the Abish created was dogim, and kimitsuda, she'ain by dogon, dogon is achmezoina, right? So everything a person needs, you could chap on the Shabbos. The fact that Kal Yisrael needs a geula, right? So it's important. Svar Mashgiach says, Shabbos, Parshas, Boy, is Gimatria, Lamarba, Mistral, Lashalom, and Ketzal, Kisei David, which is the only time you ever find in Tanakh a Shlosmem in the middle of a word. Lamarba is Gimatria, Kiyarchiv, there's Achove, Begashmias, Achove, Beruchnias, etc., etc. It's a Parshu, it's a Geula, therefore the Parsha starts, Boy, El, Pari. If you add Boy to Pari, you get the Gimatria of Mashiach. By El Paray is Gimatria David Shlema, El Paray is Gimatria David Benishai, Luman Chisi Uisisai Eila Bikirbay, Uisai Eila Bikirbay is Gimatria Cross and Droyer, Eila is Gimatria Hakets, Luman Tisapir, Luman is also Gimatria Hakets. All I could go on, all remote. What? Eila Bibili. Figure it out. Come on. I got no time to elaborate. And therefore, the first of the three makis is the Arba, and Arba is Gimatria 208, which is Gimatria Yitzchak, which Laz Lovi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we're going to say Liyisoki Ato Avinu, Pal Gilai, Pal Gilecha, which is Gimatria 208, Nachmu Nachmu, Alagutta Bros. I'm just being. But I want to understand, you know, the truth is, when you read Parshas Bo, you spear Chag HaPesach, you know, the vision. When next week you're going to read B'Shalach, the Sforim tell me you, it's a traditional Pesach, and Yisrael will be Shavuos, etc., etc., etc. But I see from Sforim, by Tzadikim, they put a big dogish on Parshas Bo, Mitzvah Bo, Yisrael, B'Shulchai, Al Derech HaMelitza, right? Dafke this Indian of Akriya, Meireres, Hazman, Kepiska, Meyaduah, of the Rabbi Baruch, that that through Torah you can be mamshich, even what appears to be shaloi b'zmana, you can be mamshich to kedusha, is dafkev hadgosha in this week's parsha. So somehow it's connected to the essence of what the parsha is about. But one thing I know, how are you ma'ir? Because the Rebbe Leibler Eger says, the Gemara says, "Menachas tafkufiud kol oisik b'teiras oila kilu ikir voila." So this week, Klal Yisrael is oisik b'parshas ha'geula. So it's, it brings geula, geula protus, geula cholus. Oh, but the ikir is the ikir kvetch is not just you read it. It has to be an oisik. What does oisik mean? You horav. And therefore, one has to, the famous word from the Rebbe Binyamin Shishcha, one has to horav in the makis with the same profundity, same depth, as you horav of asher toizus, asher b'kiveg. Horav. So really, I wanted to go through the makkah of the three makkahs in this week's parasha. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Even those who are mathematically challenged will know that boy is gematria three. You don't even need your toes for that, right? Because there's three makkahs in this parasha. Arba, chushik, makkahs, b'chiris. Yeah? So I wanted to go through the makkahs. I didn't have a chance, so only I prepared on basically arba, right? And I wrote down from Sforim, but I saw Sforim, 25 kashas on Arab. But then I realized as I was driving here this morning, if I go through the 25 kashas, you'll remain with the kasha at the end of the shir. Right? So the kids, I'm going to go through just the eker kashas that you all heard 100 times. Everyone knows. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Right? Yes, hello. Havai, we're giving here a clap, a makkah. Why do we use the Shem Havai, the Shem Rachmim, not the Shem Elikim, as by most other makkahs? Right? Boy El Pari, it should have said, Lech. So the Veld says, because Moshe was scared of this Makkah, and therefore David said, come with me, I'll be with you. The Medrash says, right, hello? Why Dafka, what's the Pacha Dafka by this Makkah of Arba? Boy El Pari, he says the Medrash, Bishlichusi. For like all the Makkahs, Moshe was a Shliach of the Abish. Boy, you say it's Gematria 3, because the three makis. So when we write the Torah, right, you divide it up. Seven makis in Voira, and here three. Why? Would it make sense? A parasha of the makis. Why do we divide it 7 and 3? Huh? And I have no time. A thousand other nutrikanen in the words boy. You spend your whole life talking about these two letters, Beis Aleph, but I have no time to elaborate. Right? That's the reason that why you should go and be master at the pari. It's the reason why it's not going to help a thing. So what are you doing? And if takich badeti as liboy, where's the bechir chofshis? Right? Leman shisi. What does Rashi say? What does she see? Shisi means see me. She'osim ani. Shkoyach. Well, what's my kamash blon? Obviously the Abish. Hello. Oysius Eila is miyusur, right? Oysusai Eila. Oysusai is Lashon Yochra Rabbim. How many makas are we giving now? What? One. Arba. Is the charaya that in this Lashon Rabbim, the Archaim HaKadosh B'daktik, is the charaya in this, that we're not being master for Choshech. So now in Arba, it's already connected to Choshech. The great kasha of Bali Tosfos, everyone asks, it doesn't say anywhere that the Abishah told Moshe, go and be master pari, I'm giving you Arba. So how in the world did Moshe know that it's Arba? Maybe it's a chvetish one. Maybe it's balloons. I don't know. Where do you get Arba from? Right? Bekirboy, right? Wiped Afka by Arba. It says afterwards, Lemantasapir, Bosde Bincha, right? The Shem Yishmuel is Medayik. We have had Makis of Balechayim before. All the other Makis, Sfardeya, Kinim, Oriv, etc., were Balechayim Tumeim. All of a sudden, by Arba, Mahakdem with a min, which is Torah, kosher species. No, Chazach, Hinnini, with a Hinnini, Mevi Mocher, Arba, Bigulech. So the Medrash says, it brings a pasuk from Yeshaya, Kasher, Mishpatechel, Oret, Tzedek, Limdu, right? That this Makkah, we learned to delineate the borders between Egypt and Kush. It was a perennial border dispute. And you tells of the Shaila, the Medrash said the same thing without the pasuk. When it came to Sfardeya, you could use Hethi Ba'oriv and Kinim, wherever they went to, you know that's the border. So why do we put Hagosh? We already got the border. The United Nations already. Yeah. So what's up with Stafka by Arbi of Nochamel? You had to have the border. What's going on here? Oh, then there's the famous, right? The famous Vayonach Hatzfardeya, right? Says the Balaturim, right? Where else have Vayonach? Vayonach B'Mashri. Is the Charaya, the Tzfardeya, the Arba, were from the Arba. They didn't work on Shabbos. They rested on Shabbos. They're stating Balatur. Hello? So I want to ask you, the Tzfardeya and the Kinim and the Orav and all these other guys, which Shkotz? For Arba, we got Jewish Arba. What does it mean? They kept Shabbos. The other Makkas don't have to keep Shabbos. So, says the Zohar HaKadosh, Boyel Parei, Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, an opening understanding, Parshas Boy, this is the Pasuk, Ashreya Om, Yoidei Sru Hashem, Ber Panech Yalich. Hello? Every Sefer you look and open up pages on. What is, it's not only Pesach, it's the Rosh Hashanah, it's a Galdik. Hello? What's happening? Okay. So I'll start off to simplify, just to give us a bit. I'm Ketipa Minayam. I'm a Laklik Minayam here. There's a Papa Rav in Vayechi Yosef. It says a Meiridig Avort. If you remember the end of La Parshas Vo'eir, it says, by Borod, Kibapam hazois ani shaleach es kol magei voisai elivach. All magevs, says Rashi. And there's like one of the difficult Rashi's spirits. Mikan shemakas bechoyer is school looking like a kolamakas. And everybody goes, I'm just like, you know, hello, we're talking about borod. And Rashi says, "Is a chalaya that makas bechoyrus to school? Hello, unless you're not goyrus, like I mentioned last week, the gro uchein, it's a toes at foot. But the gears behind the foot, so amongst Kal Yisrael, it is borrowed, right? So what was Hak Rashi about bechoyrus? So he brings from his zayd from Darugas Abayusim the Chizdarov, right? We know a klal. This is ready brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Bais Yosef brings it. Magen Mishorim, Yalkut Raveni brings it. All the sforim bring." There are 10 makis. Keneged. If you go to your psychiatrist, they put you on the couch. They make a game called word association. If I tell ye 10, first thing you think about is Sar Mamores, Aseres Adibris. All stem from the 10 sephiris of the Abish. So each one of the Mamores and each one of the Dibris, the makis, correspond to another sphere that the Eberster works through. Okay. So how does it work? You open up any Sefer in this week's parasha. We're going, the Seder is, the way all the normative Balik have learned, Mimato Lemailo. Dam starts with the lowest sphere, Malchus. Sfardeya is Yesoid. In fact, the time I would work through and explain to you, make a chart, how each Makkah corresponds to that sphere, which corresponds to the appropriate of the Sora Mamoris in creation and the Sora Sadibris. I don't have time to elaborate here. Just trust me. Right? Therefore, when you finish Borod in the end of Parshas Vo'era, you've now finished. Everyone knows the 10 sphere is divided into two general categories. There's 7 Midas, right? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hodesh, and Malchus. Then you have the 3 intellectual traits, which either could be reckoned as chokhmah, bina, and das, or in this instance, mostly when we're reckoning, it's keser, chokhmah, and bina. So last week, when we finished Borod, right? Borod is the last of chipping away, of breaking, of obliterating the klippa of the midas of Pari, which generally, if I have no time to elaborate, parenthetically, if you remember a few weeks ago, I discussed the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is the cerebral one, the mind, right, the brain, and Yehuda is the heart, the melech, libo, you should call it Yisrael. There's a whole other shmuz, not for now. Yosef, the opposite of Yosef, the kedusha of Yosef, is something which is cold, right, and it's detached. Mashenkin midas is involved. When a person, to put it very simply in a way that we can understand it, take a car. The example I always use for simple balabatim is, simple people, not everyone here is like Omer Kubolim, but it's a car, right? A car, you have an engine, called a motor, whatever, yeah? You know what the word motor in English comes from? It's from a French word, emotir, which is the word motor, which is the same etymological root word as the word emotion. What moves a person? Where do you get the gas, the petrol to go to, right? That comes from your emotions. Rav koyach b'tvushar, right? Or maybe you'll fafirzach. If you're just going, you put your foot on the gas, like 100 miles an hour, right? Like a bocher or whatever, in Betesmanim, right? So therefore you need a steering wheel. And the steering wheel makes sure that you use your emotions, whatever, but you don't go wrong, right? So the brain is the steering wheel, and the emotions is... So by Yid, as I said countless times, a Yid has to be a melech, right? The opposite of Bilam, who is one of Paris' buddies over here, who in that one rega commemor when he wanted to curse Kal Yisrael, the Kamazami rega, Kalein, which is Kaved, Leiv, Moyach. By Eden, when it was this Hapich, Utruas Melech, Boy is Moyach. That's why the Eberster, in contradistinction to a Behemel Havdil, right, walks on 2 feet, and a Behemel walks on 4, because by Behemel, the whole everything is the same. By Yid, the Eibishter wants, as the Rebbe writes in Tanya, Perikid Beis, Moyach Shalot Alalev. The mind runs the emotion, which then runs the Kovet and all the natural biological functions of the body. Okay? So obviously, Moichin, the fact that you're created with your brain on top, we hope, right? Yeah? Is the Chorei that Moichin are high. It's like Moyach Shalot Alalev. So last week, I'll give you an example. This week's parasha. I'm not going to have a time to get into it. Tefillin. This week's parasha. Two of the parashas of Tefillin. How many krichas do you make on the shalyat kineged halev? 7. Right? Which kineged halev? It is midas. Then you have moichin, right? Which you have shalrosh. That's why one is one bayis. This is 4 kineged pshat ruzam mizrushin son. Whatever. I'm not getting involved in the 3 shinin, whatever. Do shinin, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, whatever. We can talk about that. Okay? So it has to be Moyach Shalz Alev, which is the idea of Yosef, right, intellect, over Paroi, who's Shtikel Lev. Tvaker, the Lev becomes a Shtikel Kovid. Ki Chparati is Libe. He's in Gans, what? The Kovid becomes, and that affects the Lev, and that affects, then he uses his brain to scheme cunningly how to get what I want. But it all stems from the biological proskite of a person. So the Iker is what? So last week we did Borod. We finished off with Borod, right? And that's, in other words, you could say, but that's only working if the Seder, what I'm saying is correct, that the Seder of the Makkos were Mimato Lemaila, Malchus, Yesod, Hoid, Netzach, and you work your way backwards. Maybe, says Rav Gassaboyusim, the Seder is Fakert. And maybe we're working Mimailo Lamato. You look at it 2 ways, right? Oy Bazoy, what's the most chosh of a Makkah? Dam! And you're chipping away, but you win. You could say that, right? You with me? But since it says here, by Borod, it says in Pasuk, that now, Pibapam Hazoyis, Anishalech. And he explains, this is the last time that the Eibishter is going to make a Makkah through a shaliach. And the Satmar Rav explains in Divrei Yoel, what's pshat? All the other makis, in the first seven makis, were done by Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron, either of the two were the shluchei basar v'dom. They pressed the button, and where did the makah come from? Came l'mayla, from where? From somewhere in Marechas HaShemayim. Somewhere like, you know, in the mazolus, in the echolus, in the world somewhere, press the button, and that's where it came from. So that in celestially, in heaven, it was or something in heaven, a madrega. Now, so that it was the last time borrowed, the next three makis are going to come directly from the Ebrish to Rechvi Divas. And since generally, by Yiddishkeit, there's a principle that Mailun Bakoydish Michael Choyil, is the Charai that the last three makis, Arbe Chushik and Bechiris, are the highest makis, they're going higher. Is the Charaya, right? From the fact that the Ebrish by Makas borrowed, said, this is the last time I'm sending a agent, a proxy, to, and next Maka Arba, I will be more personally, so to speak, involved, right? That shows that the Seder of the Makas is Mimata Lamaila, Minakala Lachomer, right? Is the Charaya that what is the apex, what is the ultimate of the Makas? That's how Chazal learned. Satmar Rebbe says, Oy Bazoi, just adds under the Gesabaisen, right? Lefi, as I understand, the Marachas HaShemayim are mechuyev to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Says the Vayel, we say Torah is loy b'Hashemayim. Over the Eibush, the Bechvoidi of Atzmoi, we have a principle in Chazal that is Shoyim Mishmar Tashal Torah. Oy Bazoi, when it came to the Sfardeya and the Kinem and the Orev, they're not to keep Shabbos. They're not from. They're not Jewish. They're not right. They came from this source. Are not mechuyev in Torah, mugdur in Torah. Masha Inkin Arbe is a new realm. We start the Abris of the Chvedev Atzmoy and Shluchah Shalom Kemoisoy. Oy Bazoy, the Arbe Dafka, says the Tatmarov, were the ones who kept Shabbos. Okay? Now, so what are the three makas here? Arbe, Chushik, Makas Bechurs. Arbe is connected Bino, and Chushik is connected Chochma. Let me just explain this briefly. Let's take Choshech. What is Choshech? Chazal say, I'm not going to involve the older days and whatever. Be'ikur in Sforim, it says, the Choshech was not darkness. Certainly wasn't the absence of life. It was Mamosh, it was Mayomish Choshech. But it was a Choshech of too much light. Alderach, a blind person in Lashon HaGemara, is called Saginor. When there's too much, too powerful, too radiant, too luminous light, and you shine it in a person's eyes, he's blinded. So the Choshech was the Eibush took out Yoshes Choshech Sisri, the Erhagonus from whatever, and therefore by the Goyim, who were not a Keli, they're not the receptacle for that supernal light. They were blinded, right? And the Choban Yisrael, they hopped onto this light. It was too much light. That's Chachma. Chachma is Bereshis, Chachma is Oyer, etc. What is Bino? So I've explained many times. Chochma is masculine, Bino is feminine. Chochma is in the Kud, the Kamavrik. You have what's called in England the Eureka moment. I'm hurrying. Suddenly, bingo, the penny drops. I got the idea. The concept, the idea, becholos in the Nakuda, the Bora Kamavrik, that's Chochma. What, right? That's the involvement of it. What is Bina, which is Bina Yaseir in Idil Isha, Miloshin to Bina, for 9 months, the child, Latipa, is developed in the woman. So Bina is comprehension, understanding, extrapolating, I don't know, whatever words our school uses. You enlarge, you apply, it's going into depth, which is a feminine quality. It's in of Bina. But we have the principle all over the place, that Chochma and Bina are tre rei in the limbus passion, two that are inseparable. And that's a hint. Leman Shisi, without vowels, says the Blujer and Tzvila Tzaddik, could be read as Leman Shtei. There's like two makis in this Hasarok. There's no Hasarok by Choshev. And therefore, Leman Eile Bekirba is Gimachi Arben Choshev. 100 other Gimachis, I'm not going to put it. What? Choshev, whatever. Shabbos is Menucha V'Simcha, Oyer LaYehudim. That's why Arba, what number Maka is Arba? In the eight. Arba, you're not going to be a genius, is eight times Shem Havaya. Right? Which therefore, hello? Boy also is Nutrikin, Bina Arba. Which it says in Zoyer, Bina Arba. Which Arba, by the way, in Zoyer it says, is Aluf Bina. Hey Rishayna. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei, Vov Kei is Yud is Chochma, Kei is Bina, Kei Lo, which connected to Shevim, but I got no time. Vov is the Zalot, the six Midas, and the final Hey is Malchus. So this is all connected. Arba is number 8. Okay? By the way, the Amshin of a Rebbe, I have no time to elaborate. I'm saying, Mamish, how many Makkas were there in the first 7 Makkas? 7, you'll agree. And how long did each Makkah last? A week. How many days in a week? Last time I counted, 7. How much is 7 times 7, for any mathematicians? 49. What comes after 49? Oh, 50. You ever think 47 is connected to 49? And 8 begins 50? Like, you remember this in like Sfiras HaOmer? 7 weeks, 7 midas. Then you come to Shar HaNun, which is Cheirus. What else happens? 7 and 8? Or 49 and then 50 in life, in Judaism? Life, oh. Okay. 49, 50. Yovel, 50. Cheirus. What's going on here? By the way, Matan Torah is the 50th day. Do you see a similarity? What does the pasuk say in Veschanan? Vaydaitim levanecha ulevnevanecha yoyim asher amadat levne Hashem alikecha b'chayiv. It says mamish the same lashon here. Mamish it says uleman tesaper ba'alvnei bincha uven bincha. The same idea of children and grandchildren. And I said before that Makkah number 8 is the world of Bina. Mimat ulemayla. Hello. How many gates are there in the Chamishim Shari Bina? 50. It's also 50. Hello. 8, like, and that's what does 8 always symbolize? Every shir you go to, every rabbi who's speaking, whatever. 8 is always lemaylemet. 7 is teva, kedushin teva. 8 is always lemaylemet teva. 8 is Mashiach. The Gemara says in Erechin that when Mashiach comes, there'll be a kinar shel shmoina nimen lamaseiach al shminis. They get milo, which is 8. Chanukah, which is the gil. You know, that normally a slave works for 6 years. Ubashviyas, right? The pasuk says, Ubashona hashviyas, tishalchenu chofshim imach. Which, by the way, is gimatria, says the Mashgiach, hein goalti eschem, achras kivereishis. Come, 7 years, you go free. But you may remember, there's a law in Parash Mishpot, in Parash Re'eh, whatever, in Gemara, in Gidushin, whatever, you know? There could be a guy who's a total shmerl. And you know what he says? After you start doing this, you still have the Abish said, "Ki libere yisro avod, ein lavan lavodim." Aye, the froy is dishkan, dain froy is ishti, is bonay, is knainis, is chiksela, with the bonay mashgotzen, right? Aber he lives in Eilam Adimian. I don't want to go free. I'm happy to be a slave. People have a slave mentality. So what happens? Vavod doilo oilum. Avod oilum, Chazal say, is when? Yovel. Till you come to the Shar HaChamish. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, taka there was 7, comes 8, 50, is the skala the oilam of the yovel, right? Actually, there's a shayla, Shari Oira asked the shayla, if Tkiyas Shofar is always a symbol of redemption, you ever go to America, Philadelphia, there's a thing called Liberty Bell, one of the iconic symbols of America, right? What's the Liberty Bell? Because the English people, when we Americans got free from Europe, Michigan, and King George, eventually they came to Seichel and they gave us a bell called Liberty Bell. Put it parked in Philadelphia, and on it is written the words from Leviticus, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. Cross the drill, right? And what do? You blow shofar by you. Hello? So Be'emes the Shari Oira asked, Luchura, you should blow shofar on Pesach. The Geula of Pesach, it was still, it's a Geula, temporary Geula from Mitzrayim, it's like a Cheres Oilam, but not, we didn't get out from all Shar Golias, there's still the Hashlomo. Right? Nishnar does, but 4/5 of the people perished in Makkos Chuisha. Right? And therefore, the Satmar Rebbe brings in the Chuisha Torah, in this week's Parasha Shmois, that when Mashiach will come, all the 4/5 of Klal Yisrael that perished, through will have their tikkun, through Gilgulim, etc. And it's interesting, right? The Zohar says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, through the Shar HaNun, the Shar HaChamishim. But Chazal learn, Chamushim, Rashi brings, Echad Michamishim. It's not a stira. It's the same thing. When the Shara Chamishim will be in this Gala, which that's the Yovel, and there'll be Emes Acheres to the whole world, even the fourth, the two Pshatim are Tali Haba. The four-fifths of the Jews who perish will also get their Tikkun. And now, in other words, Pesach is the Stam Shofar. When Mashiach will come, that'll be the Tkab Shofar Godel Cheruseinu, will be the Bechina of Yovel, not just Stam Epis Shvius. And therefore, the Mashiach says the words Ashre Odo Om Yoide Srua is Begimatria Yeitze Lechofshi Chinom, which is Gimatria Hashofan Harneves Agomel Achazir, which is the four Treifa animals, which Chazal say correspond to the four Golius in of Kal Yisrael, which is Gimatria Lishpitas Har Esav, the Tikkun HaKol, the Tikkun HaShol. And that Ashiom Yehidi through Hashem Be'ur Panecha Yalechun, which Be'ur Panecha is Gematria Olam HaBriya, which is the higher world, the Sharanun, the Kisiyah. What do you know about Briya? In the world of Briya, what's there? Kisiyah Kovet. What do you know about the Kisiyah Kovet? Where is Tshuva Gedele Tshuva Shemagazad Kisiyah Kovet? Therefore, I mentioned if a person needs a refuah, or you know someone needs a refuah, a good time to daven for refuahs. Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy. Because the Chazal say in Shemina Esrei, which is the bracha of Rafeinu, bracha number 8. Why is it number 8? So the Gemara says, the pasuk said, Ulevava Yovin, Vishav, you do tshuva, which tshuva is the Olam Habino, Kisiakovit, Vishav, Virafilo, you get refus. Right? Why is that? Because the kids are. Chachma is just so powerful and so ever, so bottled. Chachma is one with Kesser, just a flow from Kesser. It's so powerful, you can't go, it's nothing. Bino, like what chesed is on the right side in emotions, and you have gvura on the left side. In the world of intellect, chesed and chachma are on the same kavayimin. Bino, when you analyze, when you comprehend, pshat is you're taking something apart. Like one is water, one is fire. When you have fire and you put a substance in it, all the impurities separate, and the thing divides, you know what I'm talking about? Like it separates, and so Bino, therefore Bino creates a ribuy. Arba is Gimatri Yitzchak, which is 8 times Shema Vaya, which is the world of Bina, and Bina is the world that what? Right? Bina is the world that has a ribuy. The multitude, the multiplicity, comes from the world of Bina, not the Achtus, which is in Keser and Chochma. Kiyadua. By the way, but that's why in this Makkah of Arba, Pari says, what do you want to go? Ru'u ki ra'a neged p'necheb. I see this, what's the ra'a? There's a malach, there's a koichav, which is called ra'a, which is mazal madin, which is red, which is whatever, which symbolizes blood. So it's a bad omen. So Chazal say, what was it really? The Mila. What is Mila connected to which day? Vayitzer Shmini. It's all the same, and therefore the Gemara in Shabbos goes from Vav. Someone is born under Mazal Madim. What should he do as a job? Become either a tapcha, a shoychit, or become a mail. Because that mahapich. Because the principle is that dinim are nimtokim. All dinim, severity, withholding, etc., comes from bina. The source of everything is bina, and to be mamtik dinim, dinim are nimtokim b'sharsham. And since it starts in bina, then the tikkun, the hamtoka, has to be in the world of bina. Okay, whatever. Right, there's hundreds of thousands of things to say. Okay. Therefore, what does it say by Arba? V'layuchlu lirois es horetz, which is Rashi Tevis Elio, which is also why another name for 208 Arba is Pinchas, 208. Hello? Pinchas Elio. By the way, how many stops does Elio, the Gemara Brachas, take to get anywhere? Come on, finish your Gemara. Beginning of Shas. 4. Arba, Elio, by Arba. What's the Gematria of Elio? 52. How much 52 times 4? Arba. Right? Okay. Oy bazoy, I now understand why Davka this Arba, which is 8, which is 50, which is Olam HaYovel, which is Cheirus, which is the Shofar Gadol, Davka here the min the Arba was kosher species. Because the Osid Lovey, there won't be treif, as Ruach HaTuma, Avir Minort. Right? Now answers another kasha. Right? Famous Kasha, we asked about the Toys, there's thousands of Mahalchim in this. What? Nowhere does it say that the Ebershah told Moshe they were having Arba. So you know what the Holy Chasam Sofer says? Lule Mistafin, the Mistafin, no, you see him. If not, I wouldn't be scared, right? I would say, the Eibishter did not tell him it's going to be Arba. The Eibishter left it up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Your choice. You choose this one.
Why
did you choose Arba? Why? One second. Sorry, this was the Chumsoifer says. I would have said, this was, the Eibishter gave Moshe, it's your baby. You choose what you want. So I saw, the Chizkuni says this, generations before, right? But then I saw that Abinam of Pshischa in Kol Mavasur says this own verse himself, without the Chumsoifer, and it was printed even as this, right? And then the Imre Emes brings this in a few years, the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, right? And he brings, well, yes, your kasha, why Dafka Arba? You could choose, what are those things flying over the airports?
Drones.
Drones, yeah. They call you Arba. Hello? Because right? Yeah? But it was Arba. He says it was a punishment. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, a punishment. The Eibishter promised Avram ki harbe arbe ezaracha gecholayom, and the oisvor, if you rogue, you said having his chak maloi pen yirbe. So like ini mini mani mo, I'll choose arbe. Not that it makes that much of a difference. The Rabbeinu says it's not as if it's going to achieve much. That's tough. You choose. It's your call, as they say in America, right? It's not going to help anyway for Pari, because or you want to bring in the Ulam HaBina as the Rafoi for Kol Yisrael, with all that the world of Bina is going to, that is the call. Nishan, so the Emes is Nachavot. Everyone, he brings in the Svasemes, who's your status tonight, Heishrat. Everyone knows that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Chonof HaMatan Torah, the Shekin Pos, the Yitzias of Mitzrayim. So the Makis are Megala. They're preparing the step for. How many Torahs do we have? Two Torahs. The Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. And that's why here it says in Pasuk, Leman Shisi Oisoisai Oisius is Torah Shebiksav. Uleman Tesaper Basle Bincha is Torah Shebalpeh. You're not going to be a genius to work that out, right? Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. So Dafka the Eibishter wanted this makkah of Ches, of the eighth makkah, which is Bino. Bina is Libo by Alev Mavin, which is Torah Shebalpeh, that Chazal were Mamzi, an understanding in Torah. And that's how the Imre Emes says, that's Pshat that says in Zoyer, the Eibishter said, come with me and I'll bring you in. Idrin Batich Idrin, rooms to rooms, to come to the Pnimius, because Torah Shebalpeh is the Pnimius of Torah Shebiksav, and this was Nizgalda for Kal Yisrael through the Arab. That's the reason, by the way, that Bino, which is still called Alma Diskasi, hidden. Therefore, it's connected to Shofar, which, by the way, the same thing of Shofar, Tshuva, the breaking of evil, all the Teroyim B'Shem, yeah, hello? Asher B'Disrua. But Kiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also Diskasi. How do you know? It's possible. Huh? Tiku B'Choyda Shofar. B'Kesa. Do you ever see, by, I don't know if you ever, Davin did a show with Elcha B'Kairi, knows what he's doing? They always keep, they always, the Balkira, the Baltikeya, always keeps the Shofar hidden. But there's all kinds of things with handkerchiefs. If you think about Tzadikim, like, wow. It's like, but all I know is, I don't know anything about these things, but I know the Tkiya Shofar is Bakes. That's Olam Habino. That's why the Gili of the by that sword, the Makkah also was Biskasya. Therefore, Shofar Bakes is Gimatria Makkas Arba, etc. The Eibishter gave various Rimozim. You look in Sforach, face the Baba Rebbe, the Gushasian says, the man, she said, oh, you say, Eila, B'milui is Gimatria 200. How many letters in Arba? In the Milui? 8. How much is 200 plus 8? 208. Which is Gimatria? Arba. I'm back here 1,000 rays. Right? Arba B'milui is Gimatria, Yemeshem Elmisha B'il Pari. But you have to figure this out. Who's going to work this out? You have to have a bit of bina. Hello? Have a bit of brains. Now, therefore, 8 is always that which you told me? The morale. Therefore, Givaldik. What does it say in Pasuk? Hinni, Mevi, Mochor, Arba, Vigulech. No, by other makis. They could have said this by Tvardeyim, by Kinim, by Orev, whatever. Vigulech. Only Gvulech appears what? Only by. By Tzvardei. Then it says, V'chisos ein ha'oretz, V'liuchal ha'oretz. Can I ask you a simple klotzkash? I'm a simple man. Isn't that redundant and superfluous and extra and whatever? If V'chisos ein ha'oretz, then it says, it will destroy its kol, a'etz, at tzomeich lechem, as opposed, where else do Eitzim grow? Agat Ibn Asod. Hello? From machines? If it would have just said Minasol, I'm saying that the eight grows in the sun. Hello? Says the Yisabroch in Hago to his father Sefer, Divri Yisrael, in Parashas Bahara Moire Dikavos. Paroi understood everything Teva, Teva, Teva. Super Takatev. This Elikim, Gimachia Teva, but as Havaya Lo Yadati, that the Ebershter is above nature, that he doesn't relate to. Lo Yadati is. Right? If you remember when the Ebershter told Avram, say Hachutzo, Chazal say, has Rashi written, say Mitzdagninu Shalach, go out of Teva. Avram, Eino Merlid, Avraham is Merlid. What did the Ebershter tell him? Habeit no Hashemayim. Don't look down, look upwards. There's an Ebershter who's Meshadid Marochas HaTeva, who's not, he creates Teva, he's not Meshubit in Teva. The difference is, someone who's Meshubit B'Teva is limited. He's bound by the laws of nature, by chemistry, by biology, by physics, whatever. So the Ebershter told him, Hinani Mevi Mocha Arbe Bigvulecha. You have your self-imposed boundaries and limitations, your Mitzrayim, Yiloshen Mitzorim, right? Right? I'm going to impose a Makkah number 8, which is Arbe, which is Lemaila Minateva, which is Lemaila from Mitzorim, Nachla Belim Mitzorim, right? And therefore, the pasuk says, "V'chisas ein ha'oretz v'lo yuchlu liris ha'oretz." You want to come to understand the bina of Arba? Don't look in dreard. Look upwards. Habeit na Hashemaimu. Right? That is the ochel as yeser apleta. Yeser means what? The pasuk in Kehelis. You all know. Ma yisrin la'odom. Same yeser. Yisrin. Ma yisrin la'odom b'chol amoloi sheyamol tachas Hashemesh. What a Chazal darshin. Tachas Hashemesh is no Yisrael. Aber lemailim in Hashemesh. There is a Yisrael. We're now going to reach a level where you're what? Hecher von Welt. And therefore, why is the Ebershter going to destroy what kind of Eitz in Mitzrayim? Which grows min hasada, if it grows in dered, if you think that the nutrients, the fertilizer, whatever, that's what causes the, then you're going to be in dered. But I'm going to show you it's the Ebershter who does everything. That's the Makkah of Arab. If I understand also, I'm just going to be, the Blue Shavit Rebbe says, therefore it says, who spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the first words of the parasha Vayomer? Havshem, Havaya, Yukivovke. Leman Shisi Oisusai Eile Bekirboy. Bekirboy, says the Zichron Meir from the, whatever, the son of the river teacher. Bekirboy is Gimatria Derech HaTeva. And we're going now to get Tal Yisrael Derech, the words. Bnei Yisrael is Gimatria and Hoganesis. Yidden are connected to Hoganesis, not to Derech HaTeva. Okay, this is all, whatever. The point is that what can we learn from this? Ben Avodas Hashem is that the Bina comes a deep understanding that a Yid is first of all. First lesson to learn is that a Yid has to have Moyach on Moyach Shal Zalev. That's rule number one. Last week 7, this week 3. 3 is much higher Moyachin. But even the Moyachin, I have no time to elaborate. If you're looking at yourself in the Magen Avram from the Tzitzker Market, the Keser has the Bina has to be connected to Chachma. That's why. Bina, in my Isaiah, in my Koil, is Gimatria Chachma. And it's all connected to Keser. Keser is the Rotzon Elyon. That which we're Lemaila from, that Yidin are Lemaila min Azman, and Lemaila min Amokim. What? Bina? Bina? 67. And Chachma?
73.
So I said, in my Isaiah, in my what do you got? Let's stay. By the way, just Derech Agav, if you're bored, stiff, you have nothing to do with your life, right? Count up how many letters there are in the first book. Right? There are exactly 67 letters, which 67 is Gimatria. I have 100 other writers. I could spend the whole day talking about it. Right? Unbelievable. If you don't believe Teres Min HaShemayim, you're not just an apikurus and a kofer, you're an idiot. No one could think this out. This is, if you learn the parasha properly, every pasuk can be chiyah to the Ebershter. Anyway, but the point is, the chachma and the bina have to be connected to keser. Keser is connected to rotzen. What is it? Give me 1 minute. There's a beautiful mimer from Ramatul Zilbar, so I have no time to elaborate. Parasha b'chayr, the makkah b'chayr, which is megalad mamish de etzem yitzias Mitzrayim, which is therefore if you don't do it, Bakores, etc., etc., it's a Pesach and meal. What does that mean? That was Megalad in the Nekudah Pnimius of Kedushas Yisrael, that B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. That the etzem every yid, I have no time to elaborate in different places. The etzem every yid is bifchinas odamari, is etzem, his mahus, is odamarishin before the chet. That's the idea of bechoyer, right? Which you're attached to something which bechoyer is gimatria etzchayim, whatever. Connected to higher than etzadas tevara, which is death and destruction, and churbin and chet and whatever. Yidin be etzem are tied to beni bechoyer. Why? By the way, boy, just derech agav. In case you didn't figure it out, one of the million nutrient boy is Bez is Bereshis, Aleph is Anuchi. The Eivishter created the world in Briyas Adam. That's Rosh Hashanah. Then again, on Aleph of Anuchi, there's another creation. The process, an evolutionary process, which started with the Ovis Taktoishim, then you see us Mitzrayim, put Matan Torah, recreated Kal Yisrael, which Be'em is, if you understand what I said, that Sefer Bereshis, creation of the world, and Shmois is the Sefer Ge'ula, which is the creation of Kal Yisrael. Right? It's a new creation, just like when Mashiach will come, Am HaNivra Yahalko. It's a new creation, a new Bria. But it's all what is Bereshis and Anoichi got to do with this week's parasha? Because now we're going to the Nekudah of Reshis of the world. Why did the Abish, the Bereshis, create the world, says Rashi? Shalat Torah Bishvil Yisrael. Why is that? Because everything in the world created, all the Midas, even the Chachm and Bina, is created because the Eibishter wanted, the Rotzen. We've discussed this many times. Rotzen. Where is the Rotzen of the Eibishter? Dafke in Kal Yisrael. The Eibishter created Goyim? Yeah. Why did the Eibishter create Goyim? Besides the fact someone got to buy retail, as the expression goes, in the world, right? Or for the Eibishter created Goyim because to be mashal al pi chochma el yoyinu. For the Eibishter, for Yidin, to be mashal their kavana, you need Goyim to keep the Shavim Yisrael. You need society, you need someone to take the rubbish, you need someone to, whatever. You need Goyim in the world. The world can't exist without it. The Eibishter created Goyim. And the Goyim have a chelek in being mashal the kavana el yoyinu. Right? Because that's the way Eibishter was going al pi chochma. I'll give you an example. It's very Yisoyin Yiddishkeit. 1 + 1 = 2. Why? Is that true? 1 + 1 = 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Azoy is al pi chochma. 1 + 1 = 2. Is it muchruch that 1 + 1 = 2? If the Eibishter wanted, 1 + 1 could be 11. I mean, I don't know what, 342. Right? The Eibishter wanted that what? That 1 + 1 = 2. So al pi chochma of the Eibishter, 1 + 1 is 2. But the Rotzen, because that's what the Eibishter wanted. What did the Eibishter, what is the Eibishter's Rotzen in the world? Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael. The Goyim are there, Al Pi Chachma, logic, Torah logic, the Eibishter's logic. Chachma Yisbarach. There has to be Goyim, there has to be Avel, there has to be Chir Chofis, whatever reason. Right? Over where is the Rotzen? The Rotzen is in Kal Yisrael. No reason, ain't Tam the Rotzen. It transcends reason and logic. And that's true when a Yid in his Avodas Hashem, and he put on Tillin, Kineged Halev, Midas, and Shalrosh, Moichin. But he's Meshabed himself to the Eibishter, higher than reason, because the Eibishter said, the Eibishter commanded, V'nasa Ritzoinoi, then a Yid is Ma'ir, the Rashis, the Rashis HaKavona in the Bria, and the Eibishter sends us, Nun Plois, we with Dovuk in the Shara Chamishim and the Shara Chayrus, and even our bench, Begash Mizruchni, has been from one of Chaim.
Oh, thanks.